There's no contradiction. We receive your word as is found in your son Jesus. Together as a church, we behold Jesus your son. As he sees us in him, he is glorified and we're edified. Amen. All right, so have a seat. We're on Genesis. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. It'd be wonderful to combine this series with Law in Genesis. What do you think? 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. So, Paul in 15 talks about the sophizo of the scriptures, and just pay attention to those very important benchmarks or punchlines. You have known the Holy Scripture, able to make you wise. Sophizo is where you have the word sophos. Sophos is peculiar insight or insight that's peculiar. And then he says you are skillful at it, which is what he says to Timothy. Salvation, he says, through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Soteria, dia, pistos, and Christos. Christos, Isos. That is a singular word, a phrase that stands on its own. Then he says that this, the essence of this is doctrine. And so let's zero in on the word doctrine. You know, the other day we looked at key elements of a learner, a student. We said the first is, can you remember? Luke 24, 25, faith, right? To believe all that the prophet have spoken. Said the other one is in verse 27 of Luke 24, which is the expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself, which is the word de'amenio. De'amenio is dia, a cross. Then amenio is where you have to interpretation or translate, and then which is the ability to find the common ground in two books or more. And then the third word is the word suniame, which is to sync the scriptures together. Luke 24:45, it says, he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. So a disciple believed the gospel, then he's taught to interpret the gospel. In that interpreting the gospel, he's able to put the books together into one. Okay? Of course, we can also put repentance in there, a change of mind, right? So that means one of the things that happens to a disciple, that he changes his mindset, metanoia. Metanoia, metanoia. So noia. So it's change of mind. And then we also looked at the word anaginosko. Anaginosko is where we also saw Jesus speak about in Matthew 12:3 and 5 to the Pharisees. Have you not read in Matthew 19:4? And you know, something we did yesterday was to distinguish between anaginosko and epiginosko. We said it's also epiginosko will be specific detail. You've not just read the further mathematics textbook. You've not just read the book on thermodynamics. You now have the details, the specific information of the book. So that's where you have the word epiginosko. So we did that distinction yesterday. So let's go over it again. A disciple has believed. Then he's been taught how, or he knows how to interpret. And he knows how to sync scriptures together. And then he knows how to read scriptures in detail. Alright. And he knows the specific detail and subject matter of scripture. Epignosis. Then also, he rightly divides the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Which is orthotomeo. Orthotomeo, a word that means to be careful in the way you speak. So one of the things about discipleship also is that your mode of speech, all right, is also delivered to you. It's a way you're taught in a way. Now, in the Matthew 28 account,